With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello everybody and welcome to December's edition of the EvoStick East West Show. I'm your host Ben, and coming up over the course of the next half an hour or so, we're going to be looking at the runners and riders when it comes to promotion out of Division East and Division West as we head into 2019. Later in the show, we're going to be looking at Division West as we'll be joined by the managers at Runcorn Linnets, Radcliffe and Atherton Colls. But before that, let's start things off with Division East. Very shortly, we're going to be hearing from the managers at Brighouse Town, Pontefract Colls and Loughborough Dynamos. But we're going to kick things off by looking at the top of the table, and sitting top of the table heading into 2019, we've got Morpeth Town. It's been a fantastic start to the season. They currently sit 6 points ahead of Brighouse Town at the top of Division East. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager. Here's Nick Gray. So, Nick, a big thank you for joining us, and a happy new year to you. And it's a very happy new year. Morpeth Town, top of the league heading into 2019. What's it been like this season thus far?
Well, happy new year to yourself, first of all. Well, the first 4 months of the season has been, we couldn't have asked anything more. You said we're doing where we are. We were just looking to challenge in the playoff positions. We're certainly in there. Do a little bit better than that. We had two games over Christmas, the Boxing Day and the New Year's Day, and you know, fortunately we got 6 points against local rivals, and I think we're the only team at the top six or seven who actually got maximum points. So, you know, really happy how the first half of the season's gone.
I was going to point to those two wins, because you beat Mass United, obviously, and you beat Tadcaster, but more importantly, it was bouncing back after that defeat to Cleethorpes as well, so showing a bit of durability there, and I don't mean to use this phrase, but bounce back ability. Oh, I feel sick now for saying that, but you know what I mean. You must have been pleased with the bounce back from your side.
We're really happy. I mean, the Cleethorpes game was a disappointment. You know, we hadn't been beat at home this season, and Cleethorpes, I think it was an even first half, and they were a better team in the second half, and they deserved to get the 3 points. But I do think, you know, sometimes you learn a lot more when you get beaten. We were dropping it a bit for the next week, and unfortunately it was in our game the following Saturday, and then we had Brighouse, which we travelled down, which was called off, which was disappointing. We still obviously had to keep maintaining our fitness levels, so we did that, and it was a long time before the Mask game, who we know a lot about, and it was just important that we got back to getting something from the game. It wasn't necessarily getting a win, we just wanted a positive result, and we got both, really. We got a positive result and the win as well, which is a big bonus.
Now, this weekend, you're hosting Frickley Athletic, and that gives me a good opportunity to mention the crowds as well, because the crowds are impressive at Morpeth Town this season. The club must be bouncing following promotion last year, and how well you've taken to step four.
Yeah, I mean, the club's going the right way, both on the pitch and off the pitch. You know, it's the first time Morpeth ever played on New Year's Day, and we weren't sure what type of level of crowd we got, but it was a real positive crowd. And the game itself, unfortunately, wasn't the best spectacle, but it was a decent game against two really good sides, and there was nothing in it. A set piece won the game, but the place, you know, they ran out of beer in the end. I think there was only a few bottles left on the day, which is really positive, and the crowds are up. And if we continue to, you know, playing well and challenging for things, then I think we'll, you know, the crowds can only go up.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, your chairman and your committee must have been looking at that crowd there, over 700, and, you know, beating a fellow promotion rival in Tadcaster, and they must started to, their minds must started to drift towards next season and the possibility of being at step three, and the level of optimism and crowds and that kind of thing at the club. But you have to keep a lid on all this, don't you? So what's your targets for 2019, and how do you see where Morpeth are going to fit in?
Well, our target hasn't changed from the start of the season. We want to be challenging in that league, you know. We thought once we've been pushed to go up, we'll see how far we can go. Now, I think sometimes people think, oh, you know, because where you are, you should win every game and you should be the team straight out. That's not the fact at all. I mean, every game is a difficult game, believe me. We don't take any game as a certainty. We want to improve every time. We want to get promoted. We just now look for every game as it comes. That's all we're concerned about. We learnt a lot from last year. This time last year, we were top of the Northern League, and we didn't win that, and that still hurts me, and it hurts a lot of the players, and we keep on reminding them that, and, you know, one game can change everything, so we've got to keep focus for every game, and although we've done really well the first half of the season, nothing gets won the first half of the season, and we're well aware of that, and we're, you know, we've got the other half, we've played every team in the league now, apart from Pickering, so we know what it's about. We know that every team can change every week because of a lot of teams get unknown players and a lot of teams have management changes, i.e. Frickley have had the third management change this season. So we know that will be different from when we're playing at their place. So, you know, it does keep you on the toes, which probably helps you to be more focused. And we're really looking forward to the second half of the season, but we're well aware we've done nothing, we've won nothing. Yes, we're in a good position, but that means nothing. And until things are handed out, April, May time, that's when we can, you know, then we can reassess and see where we are. But, you know, we did have to take promotion, and now we want to see how far we can go, and we'll put ourselves in a good state for the second half of the season. But believe me, we're just looking for the next game, which is Frickley on Saturday, and we know it'll be a tough game, like all the other 20 games have been tough.
Morpeth Town manager Nick Gray there joining us here on this month's Evo Stick East West show. Morpeth Town then sitting pretty, 6 points clear, up at the top with a game in hand. The team currently sitting in second position is West Yorkshire side Brighouse Town. They're currently sitting in second, 6 points behind Morpeth Town, having played a game more. But they're 5 points ahead of fifth place Sheffield FC and a very, very competitive, let's say, playoff race. More on the playoff race shortly, but let's stick with Brighouse Town. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager, here's Phil Powell. So, Phil, a big thank you for joining us. A proper good title race developing in Division East, and Brighouse very much a part of it. How's the first half of the season been for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, you know, you look at last season and where we're at, and you know, you weren't not coming into this season expecting to be in a title race, if I'm honest with you. But the lads have, you know, they've stepped up to the plate and really sort of put a shift in and done the right things at the right times, and it got us in a good position. So the first half of the season, although it's been slightly sort of unexpected in terms of when you look at the teams in the division and some of the strength and depth that's in there, we're just really pleased to, you know, go into the second half of the season with a chance of, you know, really achieving something, whether that's sort of being involved in a title race come March, April. We are now, but, you know, we know that can change if results don't go our way over the next few games, or whether that's still fighting for a playoff place. So we just want to keep ourselves in the mix and you know, with a great start to the season, or great first half to the season, that's given us that opportunity come this second half of the season now.
I mean, throughout the season, throughout the first half of the season, Brighouse Town been a permanent fixture in the yeah. playoff positions. And how difficult is it to balance the expectations? You know, because you can look up and go, "Oh, we're just a couple of wins away from Morpeth Town," but then you've got to make sure that you're in the playoffs as well. So how difficult is it to balance all that?
Well, what I've just said to the lads is, it's that old cliche, and I'm not one for massive cliches, but it's that old cliche. We look at is Belper, because that's all we've got Saturday. That's the only thing that's the next thing we can affect. And then everything else after that doesn't really matter. It doesn't really come into significance until after Belper. And then you keep going, you keep doing that until you'll find your level. And I think, you know, we've got enough in our locker to keep ourselves up there and win football matches, which we've shown in the first half of the season. We just need to continue doing that. So I don't, you know, we as a group, you know, there's never been too much focus internally in the camp on the league in terms of where we are. It's always been about the actual football match. The league will take care of itself. And because we've worked hard majority of the season and done the right things and made the right decisions the majority of the season, we've put ourselves in that position. So all I said to the players really is, you know, going into the next game, win the next game. And then that's it. And you win enough games, and you know you'll be in and around it, or you'll be in the playoffs, or you'll be fighting for a title, one or the other. And right now we're fighting for a title. But if we take that off the ball and start looking up or down, or, you know, start trying to plan and navigate, then that's when it becomes. That's when you take your eye off the ball and what's in front of you. And that's when you start to slip up. So you know, for us, it's just about Belper. It's just about, you know, getting 3 points there and getting a result there, and then moving on from there, really.
I was gonna mention the Belper game, because that's a huge game, isn't it? I mean, Belper just outside the playoffs, but I think that goes to show you what Division East is about, because, you know, we've got Loughborough Dynamo coming on the show shortly as well, and you know, you've already met Ossett United, who are in 10th position, and you know what they're about. So, not to use a cliche, but there is no easy games in Division East, it would appear, this season.
No, I mean, you know, even more plus they've got a healthy, well, what you consider to be a healthy lead at this stage with 6 points and a game in hand, but they've shown that they're capable of dropping points, and you look across the league, everybody's capable of dropping points. There is that strength in the league. I mean, you mentioned Ossett there, one of the favourites for the league, who are currently sitting 10th. So that just shows you know, it's not as cut and dried and as predictable as what people may have thought at the start of the season, because there is a lot of quality in the league, and it is very tight. At the end of January, there could be completely, you know, changes throughout the top five with the games to be played and some big games to be played. And for us, Saturday's certainly one of them. You know, Belper are certainly playoff contenders, as we are. So, you know, it's a big game in that respect. So it's a tight league, and anybody can beat anybody, as they say.
And finally, then, Phil, obviously, you know, it's already a much better season than last season. You know that you've made the changes, and they've obviously taken effect at the club. Just a general impression about the club more widely. I mean, the place must be bouncing heading into 2019.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of positivity. I mean, one of the things for me on last season was the fact that although it was a transition season, it was a case of I've always believed in the core group of what I've got. That's why I secured majority of the services of the players from last season, because I did believe in them, and I knew with a bit few additions that we could improve. We've done that, and we've improved already on last season. So the atmosphere around the club and the future around the club is solid, and it's positive. We're just trying to continue that, really, and it's all about moving forward. I mean, the expectations for this season have obviously shifted from where they were at the beginning of the season to a point now where obviously we're looking to ensure that we solidify ourselves as a certainly a top 10 team, if not a playoff team, and that's it, really. I mean, our aim at the start of the season was to not be involved in a relegation battle. I don't think that'll be the case this season. And now, since we're up there, you know, we want to make sure that we're finishing and around it, or at least be fighting for playoffs come the end of the season. So that's sort of how things have shifted, and how the positivity in the club through results has brought about a change in focus. So we're all pleased with how it's going, that everybody around the club's buzzing with how it's going, but we're under no illusion that it can all shift and change in a matter of weeks and a couple of results, really.
Bill Powell there, manager at Brighouse Town. They're 2 points ahead of Pontefract Collieries. Pontefract Collieries, though, do have a game in hand. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the assistant manager at Pontefract Colls. Here's Craig Rouse. So, Craig, a big thank you for joining us. We actually spoke, I think, towards the end of... It was actually the end of last season, and talking about your hopes of Pontefract Colls coming into the following season. I mean, how's the first part of 2018 been for the 2018-19 season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we had to sort of find his feet at first. We started off with a couple of positive results, and then obviously got beat at home by Stamford and away by Sheffield FC. From there, I think we went for a spell of just finding his feet a little bit in the division and trying to work through it a little bit and stay positive. And obviously, we in the last seven games, I think we've won six and drawn one, so we're on a good run of form at the moment. For 2018 as a year, it's probably been kind to us as a club, and we'll look to take that forward in 2019.
I mean, when it comes to, I mean, where yourself and Craig think Pontefract is tracking versus what were you expecting? I mean, we've seen a lot of teams come out of counties level and do well the following season. What have you made of where you are in the league table? Do you think it can continue into 2019?
Well, we'd like to hope so. I mean, we have obviously an expectation from the club, and then we have an expectation that we set within the dressing room. In terms of in the dressing room, we wanted to be up there challenging. We wanted to be in chase of a playoff position. So far, so good on terms of to that. As far as can it continue, obviously you need a little bit of luck on your side. We carry a small squad. We hope to stay injury-free. We hope to stay suspension-free. And if we do that, we'd like to think we can kick on and obviously maintain the challenge.
I mean, you've got some big games coming up. Obviously, Cleethorpes away this weekend. And then I think you've got Belper the following weekend. So it's the games are coming thick and fast now. And that's you're in the right place when it comes to the league table for the running now.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're under no illusions the next two games. I mean, we beat Cleethorpes at home, but since then, they've picked up. I think they've just won Club of the Month. They're on a good run themselves, so we'll have to go there and beat it as best to get anything. Belper beat us at their place 3-2 with a late goal, so again, we know we're in for a tough battle there. A lot of their players are based locally to us, so we know quite a few of their players. We're going to have to be at our best to get anything from both games, but we'll obviously take the challenges as they come.
And I'm fine then, Craig. Obviously, you know, it's been a great season thus far. I mean, the club must be bouncing. I mean, what's it like at the moment at Pontycols?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we had back-to-back promotions leading up to this, so the club's been on a bit of a crest of a wave, and people are just, you start to believe, can it happen again, and can we get another promotion under his belt? And there's people in dreamland. I think we just have to try and keep a lid on expectations. We know what we want to achieve. We know what the goals are. We'll just keep going as we go. And obviously, if we can keep picking points up, who knows? Maybe we can obviously make it a third promotion.
Craig Rouse there, assistant manager at Pontefract Colls. So, the playoff race at the moment. Brighouse Town sitting in second position on 39 points. Pontefract Colls in third, 2 points back, but they do have a game in hand. Then there's Tadcaster Albion, 3 points behind Brighouse Town, sitting in fourth position, having played the same number of games. Sheffield FC complete the playoff places at time of recording. They're currently on 34 points. That's 5 points behind second place Brighouse Town. They're on the same number of points as Belper Town, who currently sit in sixth. Belper have played two games more. Lincoln United sit in seventh. They're a point back. They've also played 3 games more than Sheffield and a game more than Belper Town. And then there's Loughborough Dynamo, 2 points outside the playoff positions. Loughborough Dynamo have 2 games in hand over Lincoln United and a game in hand over Belper Town. They have played a game more than Sheffield FC, but Loughborough certainly in the playoff hunt this season. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Loughborough Dynamo. Here's Lee Attenborough. So, Lee, a big thank you and a big welcome to the Division East West show. This has been a great start to Loughborough Dynamo, the first half of the season, certainly. I mean, what have you made of it?
Yeah, I mean, we say it's a great start. I think, for me, in terms of where the club wanted to be, we're obviously well ahead of schedule. But looking at our record, we still feel like we can improve. I think, you know, look at our home record. We've won 7 from 11, but only 2 from 10 on the road. So we've still done as work to be done. Keep doing what we're doing at home, but obviously we do need to improve our away form, which hopefully started New Year's Day away at Carlton, but still work to be done there. But, you know, overall, on the whole, pleased where we are. We have improved since the start of the season. And I'd like to think if I had the squad that I've got now from the very start of the season, then we maybe even could be a couple of places higher. But yeah, for the time being, feet grounded, and just keep doing what we're doing. Yeah.
I mean, last season the club finished 14th. That was on top of the season before, which was a bit of a struggle for Loughborough. So there has been a bit of progression. What was pre-season like? And how's it all been juggling everything in the latter parts of 2018?
Well, I mean, last season I was at the club as assistant manager to Pete Ward, and we got together what we thought was a decent squad. But then obviously this season I took the reins myself and took over from the start of the season. Pre-season went well. And although I inherited a very similar squad to what we had the season before, there were changes that I wanted to make and put my own stamp on it a little bit. There was players I wanted to bring in. There was two or three that I wanted to move on, and that will take time. And I think that probably showed in our start to the season. We lost our first two games, only marginally, but lost them. Lost in the FA Cup, which was probably our poorest performance of the season. And at that point, you're looking at it and thinking, you know, where are we going? You know, am I doing the right things? Early stages in my management career and questioning myself and things like that. And stuck to my guns, brought in a few players, shuffled things around. And from then on, we've sort of, you know, we steadied the ship a little bit and then we've gradually improved. And, you know, our problem was earlier in the season, we were reacting really well to defeats. We were losing a game, then we were winning the next one. But the problem is, after the win, we were then getting a draw or another loss. And I just said to the lads, look, we've got to make sure now that, you know, decent teams might respond to a bad result, I said, but good teams then go and follow it up again and again and again. And I mean, hopefully we've turned a corner. I mean, that's 3 wins out of 4 with the other one being a draw. So we're unbeaten in 4. And even that draw at Ossett, you know, we were 1-0 up. Then we had an extra man on the pitch. Then we missed a penalty. And then they scored a penalty. So yeah, it could have been 4 from 4, but that's football. And we just like to think now, hopefully we can kick on. Got a bit more confidence in the side. And I think for the first time, I mean, I've been at Loughborough twice as a player, once as assistant manager and now as manager. And it's the first time I've seen a group of lads who actually believe, you know, something good could happen this season. I'm not going to, you know, get ahead of myself and say, look, we're aiming for playoffs straight away. Obviously, ultimately, you're looking at that fifth spot and thinking, can we? But at the moment, it is one game at a time, like the old cliche, and we'll just see where it takes us. I mean, I think we'll hopefully know more after the next 4 games. We've got Morpeth away. We've got Marsk away, who we know of two very good sides. And we've got Wisbeach and Mansfield at home, who are down the lower end. But Mansfield have turned a corner recently and Wisbeach gave us a tough game away. So next 4, hopefully after that, we'll know a little bit more. But there's a long way to go. Long way to go yet.
I mean, you talk about the character and that kind of thing. The Carlton result, it's a 3-2 win, but it doesn't say everything about the game, does it? I mean, coming from behind the way you did, that builds you a sense of momentum heading into 2019. That trip to Mash United this weekend, like you say, it's gonna say a lot about where your boys are.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I said after my after-match interview against Carlton, sometimes winning like that, it's more pleasing than winning 4 or 5 nil. Because you've shown that little bit of steel, that little bit of character that you know, maybe you've been missing in previous games. I mean, I look back all the time at results. I know sometimes you shouldn't really, because you just beat yourself up. But we were 3-1 up away at Cleethorpes in the 91st minute and threw 2 goals away, drew 3-3. We were 2-0 up at Lincoln. They had a man sent off and then we drew 2-2. And we seemed to capitulate away from home a little bit a couple of times. And then obviously 2-0 down at Carlton. You know, cold January day, and you think the pitch isn't the best, and you could easily chuck it in. You know, the towel could go in. And yeah, fair play to the boys. You seem to stick at it. And we knew if we got a goal before half time, which we did, we'd be back in the game. And luckily, you know, in the end, we got the result we needed. So yeah, happy with that.
And finally, I mean, you touched upon it already, but it feels like you're, based on this interview, really, really enjoying your time as the manager at Loughborough Dynamo. I mean, how have you found the season?
Yeah, I mean, I've loved it. I mean, I was speaking to Brad last night, my assistant manager. You know, Brad's only 26. I'm only 28. I've not been through the record books. I don't know if you have them. But we've got to be a couple of the youngest that have probably ever taken the reins at a club. And I spoke to the chairman last night and just said, look, I'm grateful for the opportunity. You know, not many people would have took the chance on us. And we are enjoying it. Obviously, we're learning all the time, you know, every day, let alone every week. Things happening all the time that surprise you. But ultimately, look, if you'd have said to me after 21 games, you'll be ahead of Marsk, Ossett, Stamford, you know, Cleethorpes, Frickley, yeah, I'd probably snap your hand off. So, yeah, happy with that. You know, we're scoring more than 2 goals a game on average. I think we've scored the second most in the league. So, on that front, great. Still need to tighten up defensively. But I'll say in December, we had 5 games and we only conceded 5 goals. And 3 of them were in 1 game at Frickley. So, I feel like we're on the right lines. But it's difficult. You know, I played in this league for a long time and it only takes 3 or 4 games, you know, to go either way. And you're either flying up the table or you're dropping down again. You know, I mean, we played Lincoln earlier in the season. And they went on an amazing run up to second place. And lately, they've struggled a little bit. And we know it's fine margins and we've got to keep going to make sure we go the right way up the table and not the wrong way.
Well, Lee, while you were talking there, you told me to look at the record books. I've looked at Wikipedia, and Brian Clough was 30 when he took over at Hartlepool. So there we go. Anyway,
I'll take that.
I don't know if he was the youngest. He was the first manager that came into my mind anyway. But Lee, a big thank you for joining us. All the best this weekend. A safe journey up to Mask, and we'll speak to you when the season gets really tasty in the coming months. Lee Attenborough there, manager at Loughborough Dynamo. Just to complete the top end of Division East, Loughborough Dynamo sitting in 8th position, 2 points outside the playoffs. They're currently 2 points ahead of Marsk United, who've got a game in hand, and also 2 points ahead of Ossett United. Ossett United, though, have played the same number of games as Loughborough. Then there's Stamford, incidentally. Stamford are on 29 points. That's 5 points from the playoffs. And Cleethorpes Town have moved up the table since you last joined us. They've been on a great run of late. Cleethorpes Town in 12th position, 8 points from the playoffs. But that's our look at Division East. We'll be back later in the month for another roundup from the eastern side of the Northern Premier League. But it's now time to drift our eyes westward towards Division West. And very shortly, we're going to be hearing from the management at Radcliffe and Atherton Coles. But we're going to kick things off with the West Division, talking about league leaders heading into 2019. That's Runcorn Linnets. They've got a 2-point lead up at the top. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager. Here's Michael Ellison.
So, Michael, a big thank you for joining us. And heading into 2019, league leaders, how does that feel?
It feels good. I spoke to everybody. It's not about where we are at the minute. It's just been a really, really, really good season for us. I mean, if you look at the league, we're not getting too carried away. We know there's a couple of teams who've got games in hand. If they win them, then they go above us. But yeah, I'm sure any other team would rather have the points on the board. So, yeah, we're delighted, to be honest.
I know we spoke early in the season, didn't we? And you know, we're talking about, you know, what can Runcorn Linnets do? It's the first season since promotion, and you know, there has been promotees who've come up who've made an impact at Step 4. But I think this has been a really excellent start to the season. I mean, where are you tracking versus where you thought you'd be tracking?
To be honest with you, we felt at the start of the season that we had Evo Stick players. We really, really did. Some of the signings we made last year were really good signings. So we've got lads who played at this level before. So we knew we wouldn't struggle. We knew we'd compete. Did I think we'd be top by then? No. And if you told me that at the start of the season, they'd beat your hand off. But I'd have to say we're there on many. I think it's all down to the lads. I mean, they turned up majority weeks, week in, week out. They trained hard, and we haven't got the biggest squad. So it's been tough at times, but as I say, the lads are massive credit, so we're there on there, I'd say, at the minute.
And a bit of character being shown as well, because obviously it is quite a title race that's developing with yourselves and Radcliffe and Atherton Coles as well. But, you know, in December, all these fixtures coming at you thick and fast. The 4-0 defeat against Drolsden, but then to bounce back the way you did at Widnes and against Skelmersdale, a bit of character there from the team.
Yeah, I said to the lads before, they've done that since I've been in charge. I think this is my third season now. They've done that every season. When you get a poor result, and I have to say, Drolsden really, really did turn us over. If I'm being honest with you, it could have been double figures. They had one of those days where it was men v boys, and it was tough to take, but they regrouped and they done what good sides do. The time they responded and to go and get two wins against, and it's two local derbies, to go and get two wins, 6 points after is really a testament to, as you say, to the character of the boys and the fighting spirit we have at the club.
Now, you've got a bit of a break after all those festive matches until Tuesday. So that means that the likes of Radcliffe and Atherton can claw back some games in hand. So you are going to have a bit more clarity when you get back to league matches next Saturday?
Definitely. I think we've got the next couple of games. So we've got no games Saturday. If Radcliffe win, they could go above us. I think so could Coles. And then we've got Coles on the 12th, I think. Yeah, the Saturday after, we've got Coles, Prescott and Leek. So we've got a tough January come up, and I think come the end of January, and it could all change. Like I say, if you win a couple of games in this league, you lose a couple, you know, we could end up 10th. So you know, we know where we are, we know what could happen. But as I say, we'll know where we are, I think, at the end of January, after these tough games coming up, and we can take some points off some of the sides and around us, who knows.
And at the same time, while you've got this, you know, this Atherton Coles game looming next Saturday, at the same time, you've also been doing quite well in the Integral League Cup as well. So the win against Hyde United a few weeks back. I mean, how are you juggling things with the Integral League Cup? Because Atherton Coles last season won it.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a way, but we want to win every game we play in. And you know, you said we have a squad of 16, and there's lads have to be patient. We're playing so well, so lads haven't had minutes. And what it is for me is a real good opportunity to give lads some valuable game time. And some of the lads who played in those cup games have done that well. They've then took that form into the league game. So it's really important to us, and it's a big game for us. It's a game we certainly want to win, but it is a good chance to give other lads much needed minutes. Which I think when you've got lads who are sitting on the bench every week, you have to give them some game time, because you know you're gonna have to call on them over the next couple of weeks with injuries, suspensions, etc. So, yeah, it's a real important cup for us, and it's one we do want to do well. As I say, there's a pot at the end of it, so we're in it, so we might as well try and win it.
And finally, Michael, enjoying life at Step 4?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, we really, really enjoyed it. Like I say, we come into the season, no pressure on us. I think we just took things in our stride, and we just take it every game as it comes. See how many can we win and see where we are. But yeah, it's been really enjoyable up to now, and long may it continue.
Michael Ellison, manager at Runcorn Linnets, joining us here on the Evo Stick East West show for the month of December. So Runcorn Linnets, a 2-point lead up at the top of Division West. Radcliffe, though, are the team currently sitting in second position, 2 points back. They've also got 2 games in hand, so well and truly in the title race. And on Friday, I caught up with a manager at Radcliffe. Here's Jonathan Macken. So, John, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, we're entering 2019 now. It's nearly the running, and Radcliffe are in the slipstream of the leaders. What have you made of the opening half of the season?
It's been pleasing. You know, we've built a squad, obviously, to hopefully challenge. And, you know, it's turned out that the lads have performed really, really well to a high standard, a high level. And now we're just looking, you know, to kick on. We're just looking to try and improve even more. And obviously, you know, be there in the running.
Now, obviously, you know, it was it's New Year's Day, and a big game against Trafford, a bit of a Greater Manchester derby, and a 3-0 victory, and that's setting a benchmark right there, isn't it, for the second half of the season?
It is, definitely. I mean, at the end of the day, we went on an unbelievable run just before Christmas, you know, on victories as well, you know, and clean sheets, and we played Boxing Day, and you know, I think it was a little bit below par. As a team, as a whole, it wasn't anybody individually. You know, it was like a collective as a team that we felt as though we didn't perform to the levels that we have done for, you know, unknown reasons. I think it was a local derby. Obviously, it was a massive game for them, and I just think they edged it on the day. And we were bitterly disappointed. You know, you could see the disappointment with the lads at the end of the game, of that game, particular game. You know, so I reminded them that the level of performance that they've been playing at, and you know, the their own individual performance levels, it's been second to none. It's been so high that, you know, ultimately he's going to come up against a team that, you know, they're going to get the rub of the green, and, you know, things are going to happen, and they're going to play better than us. And, you know, unfortunately that happened on that day. So I just reminded him that the level of performance has been fantastic, and let's keep going now. Let's go on another little run now after that. And, you know, starting off with a very difficult game and a Trafford game on New Year's Day, who were a good side, a very good side, and I thought performed and really well to a great standard again, a great level.
Now it looks like, and it is early days for the running, but it looks like it's a three horse title race at the moment. Just 2 points separating the top three, yourselves, Linnets and Atherton Colls. But you're the ones with the games in hand. It's easier said than done, though, isn't it? I mean, would you rather have the points on the board or the games in hand, I suppose, is the question.
Well, I suppose you'd rather have the points, wouldn't you? But at the end of the day, you know, we're in a good position. We've just got to keep believing and keep producing, I suppose. And in terms of that's us as a coaching staff, in terms of how we drive the lads forward and the lads, how they push themselves. You know, so it's listen, there's going to be twists and turns. It's a tough league. There's going to be teams. I mean, league have got about 3-4 games in hand, and they're up there. So there's going to be, I think, another 2 or 3 teams that are added into, you know, the mix of things, maybe a few more that are going to add into the mix of things and going to set the standard for the league and how it's going to pan out. But there's going to be games where it's going to be difficult, no matter if you're playing top of the table or you're playing the teams that are fighting for, you know, at the bottom. It's always a tough game.
I mean, you've got Newcastle this weekend, and Newcastle are slap bang in the middle of the division. But as they've proven this season, they're more than capable of beating anyone really in the level above as well, potentially. So, and then you've got Leek next weekend. So, yeah. There are, I know it's a cliche, but there are no easy games in this division, are there?
There isn't. I mean, and we went on early part of the season, we went down to Newcastle. We got an early goal and I thought, here we go, because we just had 2 really good performances before that, 2 victories, and I just thought, here we go, you know, we're looking really good first 20 minutes, and, you know, they really got a grip of the game, Newcastle. So we know they're a good team, we know they've got a lot of energy in there, and we know they try and play the right way, and it's going to be tough for us, but we've got big belief in the team now, we've got big belief, we've got big characters, we've got leaders in there, and ultimately, hopefully, you know, that'll see us over the line tomorrow. It's going to be, like I say, it's going to be a tough game, but we've done our homework, if you so to speak, and we've got a team that's full of belief. So, you know, what we've got to do is just go and give them the
tools and the ammunition to really to put on the performance that warrants a victory.
And finally then, John, just your general thoughts overall about Radcliffe, the club. It seems to be going places, no doubt about it. I was there a few months ago for the Colwyn Bay match. There's certainly a spring in the step of everyone, and certainly what's being produced on the pitch isn't doing any harm for that good vibe nature of the club at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was when we took over, this was the plan of it all along, you know, how we wanted to go forward. We wanted to make the club go forward, not just the team on the pitch, because it's, you know, we really want to make a club theme and a club, really get the local community involved, you know, with a club and make it a place where somebody really are really proud of. And, you know, hopefully we're doing that on the pitch on a first team level, and we've got the juniors are doing really well as well. And you know, the under-21s are doing well at the moment as well in their league. So it's looking positive, and, you know, we've just got to keep looking forward. We've just got to keep trying to improve day in, day out.
Jonathan Mackin there, manager at Radcliffe, joining us here on the Evo Stick East West show. So the gap between first and second is just 2 points. Should I say, though, the gap between first and third is also 2 points. Atherton Coles currently sit 2 points behind Runcorn Linnet, sitting in third position. They've got a 6-point gap, incidentally, to the rest of the league, with Prescott Cables sitting in fourth. More on that in a second, but let's talk about Atherton Coles. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager. Here's Michael Clegg. So, Michael, a big thank you for joining us. We've got a great title race developing in Division West. Atherton Coles very much a part of it, and a great 3-0 win on New Year's Day. What's it like at Coles at the moment?
It's the same as every week, really. All lads are in good spirits. You know, there's a real togetherness, and we've got a strong squad. We obviously, everybody knows we've had a few injuries over Christmas, so that could be better. But all in all, yeah, all good.
And I'm going to suggest better than all good, because the goal scoring is it's the highest goal scoring tally in the league at the moment, and the defence isn't bad as well. So it's working both ends at Atherton Coles.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I spoke in my interview after the Ramsbottom game on New Year's Day. It's been a bit of a grind this year. We've gone through, not turned over a lot of players. We've just gone through a lot of players playing in certain positions because of injuries. So we've struggled with the consistency. So to be where we are off what we've encountered is we're delighted with, really. And we've been through, like, we've used four keepers in our 20 games, used six right backs, two did cruciates, and then left centre half, there's been six different people had to play there, and then we've had to play nine different players in central midfield at some point, and use five different number nines. So it's a good job the lads know how we play in whatever position they're in, but that's quite clear. But it's also not been great in terms of consistency, and you can see that. I don't think we've won more than three on the bounce this year, so we have been a bit all over the place like that. But all in all, with what we've gone through, we can't argue, really. So just hoping to finish the season stronger than the first half, really.
And you must be delighted as well, because last season was such a memorable season for Atherton Coles. You really have kicked on this year, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. I think the first half of last season learnt us so much. You know, we come into the league and we were struggling, and then we were just constantly working behind the scenes of ways to win games, and we came up with a couple of formations, a couple of plans, and I think we lost two of our last 28 games, won the Integral Cup, and we've took that form into this season. And we've been quick learners, to be honest, the staff, in whatever league we've gone in. We've always done well in the second season, but it's always kind of took us a year to kind of find our feet, or half a year. So, yeah, we're pretty confident we would come good. And then, obviously, you identify better players and players who fit your style a bit better, and then it kind of all just comes together, I suppose.
And finally then, Mike, obviously this weekend you've got Kidsgrove at home, but I do have to highlight the match coming up on the 12th against Runcorn Linnet away. It's a big game, that one. I mean, you've got to take each game as it comes, I suppose.
Yeah, that's it, mate. We'll obviously focus on Kidsgrove first. They beat us at home in the FA Cup, and we won at their place 1-0. They're a very, very good defensive side. It's going to be a really, really tough game. That they don't concede many goals So our focus is on that. And then Linnets, we know a lot about Linnets. They know a lot about us. We've played them twice this season already. Beat them twice. And they've been two high-scoring good games. So, I mean, the neutral will probably want that again. And I can't see it being any different, to be honest, with the way both teams play. So, yeah, they're games you look forward to at our level, aren't they? Competitive games in front of big crowds. And I suppose that's why we sacrifice so much time every week to be involved in games like that.
No, absolutely. I was going to say, I mean, Kidsgrove have created a fair few upsets this season. And, you know, look at Drolsden's result in December, the 4-0 win. I mean, the league's very, very competitive, isn't it, Division West? What have you made of it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was not surprised with the Droylsden result. I say it quite openly, Droylsden and Leek are the best two sides we've played. I just don't know how Droylsden are where they are. They're a very, very good side. I think you've got a lot of teams who are very equal. It's who can be most consistent and maybe you can, well, like you said, get a number nine in who can get near the 30-goal mark. You'd probably look at it and make a difference, but they're very similar teams. Each game's tight, you know, a mistake either way, and you're losing the game. And there is some really, really tough sides now. And I wouldn't like to separate any of the top nine at the moment on the day. They can all beat each other. So every game, you just have to be as prepared as you can. And it's going to be go right to the wire, I'd imagine.
And a big thank you to Michael Clegg, manager at Atherton Colts, for joining us on this week's show. Before that interview, I was highlighting the gap between third and fourth. 6 points the gap currently between Atherton Colts and Prescott Cables. Prescott Cables, though, do have a game in hand. Speaking of games in hand, no one can ignore Leek Town. Leek Town finish off the playoff places at the moment. They're 9 points behind Runcorn Linnets up at the top. And Leek Town have 4 games in hand. So the Staffordshire outfit certainly involved in the promotion race this season, heading into 2019. Just outside the playoffs, we've got Mosley. They're 1 point behind Leek Town, having played 3 games more. Ramsbottom United also sit 1 point outside the playoffs. Colne, 2 points outside the playoffs, sitting in 8th. Trafford are just 1 win away from the playoffs. Colwyn Bay sitting in 10th. They're currently 5 points from the playoffs. So certainly wide open when it comes to the title race and a lot of teams involved in the playoff race. And Leek Town, the dark horse, very much so when it comes to Division West, with those games in hand there, currently sitting in 5th position. We'll return to Division West on next month's East West show. But that's it for December's edition of the Evo Stick East West show. A big thank you to all the managers who've joined me on this month's edition. We'll be back later in the month. Look out next week for our monthly discussion show, and in particular we'll be talking Ramsbottom United and that looming FA Trophy match with Weymouth. More on that next week, but in the meantime you can keep up to date with all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the website evostickleague.co.uk. You can also follow this show on Twitter, that's at NPL Show. But I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Division West or East side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
Fantastic adhesive this sticks like. From Evo Stick.
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the Evo Stick League this year?
The Evo Stick League?
Yeah, Evo Stick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You'd better put some sticks like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks like adhesive from Evo Stick. Proud sponsors of the Evo Stick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new Evo Stick app.